It's the Let's Go Eat and Drink Show with hosts Jimmy Santangelo and Bill Allred.
Let's go eat and drink about. But I can't do what you're saying, 'cause you got food in your mouth.
We are coming to you live on tape from Cassatt in the heart of 15th and 15th. Cassatt, a wine and craft cocktail bar at 1508 South, 1500 East in the Great Salt Lake City. Our Let's Go Eat guest today is Michelle Corigliano.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on camera.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
So we do have some cameras facing, very flattering.
You look fine. Well, that's even better.
And we'll get you the PayPal. You're no, the OnlyFans. We'll get you the OnlyFans.
The only thing that would work is feet, and that's not. That's for the really whacked out.
Feet and wine. There we go.
The really warped ones.
Michelle is the executive director of the Salt Lake Area Restaurant Association, an organization that protects and promotes Salt Lake County's independent restaurants and bars.
Generally.
Did you drink without toasting?
Yeah.
And now, here are your hosts, Jimmy and Bill.
Thanks, Zach. Caton? What's his? Is it Caton or Caton?
It's not Caton.
I go Caton.
It's Caton. Yeah. Okay, Zach Caton, our announcer. I work with him every day, and I don't know his last name.
Oh, really? Yikes.
Our special guest here on the Let's Go Eat show with Let's Go Eat and Drink show. With Bill Allred and Jimmy Santangelo, or Jimmy Santangelo and Bill Allred, if you prefer, is Michelle Corigliano. And I never say your name quite correctly, do I, Michelle?
No, it's Corigliano.
Ah.
See, and I can't do that.
But nobody says that.
I can't do that.
Well, my sister-in-law yells at all of us because we don't even say it right. She's like, because she's Italian. No. Well, you don't say the name right. I'm like, yeah, we're going to Corigliano.
They're like, we're trying,
she
we're trying.
Just throws me off.
I told Zach, our announcer, that it was Corigliano, and that's how he's going to say it.
That's
so
perfect.
Michelle is the executive director of the Salt Lake Area Restaurant Association. Which it says here what the Salt Lake Area Restaurant Association is supposed to do, but I'd rather have you tell us what it does.
Yeah, so we represent the independent owners of restaurants and bars in Salt Lake County. However, our lobbying efforts really benefit all over the state, so we have a lot of members that are outside the county.
And they pay membership dues.
They pay
and,
membership.
And then you lobby on their behalf?
We lobby... Unfortunately, the biggest lobbying effort that we have to tackle is liquor laws. I know you don't believe that, but that's
no,
true.
No, I'm
imagine that.
You also says you do something with food handlers permits and easy alcohol training.
Yeah, so we just introduced an alcohol training class, and so every other class online is made from a company out of state. We are the only ones in state. We've interviewed the DABS, Rob over at the DABS, and
nice.
He talks about, you know, different pouring laws and different serving laws. We have SBI. They talk about the Cubs, the underage drinkers that go in and try
These are the plants, the snitches. The Cubs.
You know what's funny? So I was in a meeting, and they told me that they're always mic'd. Right?
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I told everybody that when they get an underage card and they can kind of suspect that it's a Cub, you know, to go into their script. We will never do that. We are so serious
about
that.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, now that they know that they're...
So the Cubs go in, and unless it's changed, it's not like a fake ID. It's the actual ID. It's just underage. So it's... making sure that the server is actually
properly
looking,
reading it.
Properly reading, and that's all you need to do. Mm-hmm. And one thing that we always like to train, and I'm sure Michelle can speak to this, is in hospitality, it's like, look, I know no one asked you to do math, but just hold on to that card and put it on your tray or put it in your book. Don't like take it, but just hold on to it for a moment and then continue with your service. Continue with the dialogue of telling the specials of the night. Mm-hmm. And then reflect back, get into your groove, get into your confidence zone, and then revisit this ID. And 9 times out of 10, you'll be like, oh my God, this is you're totally underage. Why are you asking me for a Bud Light that you hardly were able to pronounce correctly?
Well, here's the craziest thing. In Utah, they make it actually very easy because until you turn 21, your license is vertical.
Yeah.
And then when you, you get a new license. Yeah. It's horizontal.
And then when you get when you get over 55, it's inverted. It's buried.
It's upside down.
It's upside down. I know. All you really have to do is turn it around. It's not really upside
down. 20-point type.
Let me make a suggestion. The Salt Lake Area Restaurant Association, you should go into your spiel because they're mic'd. Give every server, everybody a card. And the minute they know that it's a cub, they pull out the card and say, and read a script verbatim.
Yeah,
read it. Just everybody reading the same script.
I know.
It's like you're thanking an award. I'd like to thank
and you end the script with, and we got you, you son of a bitch.
No, you don't say that. No, you know, I was just in a Board of Health meeting this morning. They said that the SBI also goes and checks for cigarettes to see if they're selling cigarettes to minors, and they do maybe 500 a year, and their fail rate is, I think, they're at one point 15% fail rate. In fact, some places I heard, I don't know fact, but this is hearsay, that they have a fake ID on their cash register, and when they see an underage come in, they just scan the underage one there. But bars, they have less than a 1% fail rate.
Cigarettes. On alcohol.
Yes, on serving minors, less than 1%, and it's thousands that they check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of think they're barking up the wrong tree if they want to keep kids safe, but that's my opinion.
The only time I was ever arrested, well, no, that's not true, but the first time I was ever arrested was for having cigarettes underage.
They arrested you?
Yeah.
How long did you spend in the slammer?
They took me down to the police station and questioned. They were trying to get me for something else. They suspected I was doing something else, but I was clean. I just had cigarettes.
Going to shake you down.
I think I was 17 or I was 16 weed or something. Yeah. 16, 17, and they questioned me for a while and then called my parents and said, "Come and get him."
That's the worst.
And I had to go to court. I had to go to juvenile court. That's right. And the judge said, why are you here? And I said, because I was arrested for underage, for having possession of tobacco. And he said, really? That's why you're here? And I said, yeah. He says, is that your mother? And I said, yeah. And he said, why do you think what? And I said, well, they were trying to arrest me for something else, Your Honor. I shouldn't have said that.
You should have had a lawyer.
He said, really? Go home.
If I was the mother, I'd be like, crying.
Well, she was looking angry.
He's a good boy.
Now we're veering off the topic of Salt Lake Area Restaurants because Michelle is the executive director of the Salt Lake Area Restaurant Association. And so do you spend most of your time eating in restaurants?
Yes, independent restaurants.
I mean, really. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Always, before I even got this job, I was obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a huge difference. Independent restaurants, there's more. You know, the owners are so invested. You've talked to other restaurant owners on the show, and you know they are there every single day.
Yeah.
They make sure that everything is being done to perfection because it's their name and it's their house that's on the line and everything that they own. So it really does make a difference versus having managers from out of town come in.
We have lots and lots of restaurants opening up all the time. I mean, Scott Evans, who owns Cassatt here, and by the way, we should thank Scott for allowing us to record here at Cassatt in the 15th and 15th, the heart of the 15th and 15th neighborhood.
That's right.
15th East, 15th South. So new places opening up all the time. Do you try to schedule and say, okay, I'm going to get to this one, and then I'm going to get to this
Absolutely.
One, and to this one, and to this one?
You know which one I haven't been able to get into yet? Have you been to Italian Graffiti?
I have. Yeah.
No, I know.
A lot of fun over
in
the
Gateway.
Yeah. So I went in. Well, I tried to make reservations. Oh, no, we're booked out 4 months in advance. And I saw it on TikTok of all places. I'm like, that's a beautiful restaurant.
Yeah. They had a great social media presence upon opening. They did a great job with that.
And so I happened to stop in and give them my card. And then the manager actually emailed me and said, we'd love to have you come in.
Nice.
I'm like, great.
And it's really nice at the bar. That's where I ate, was at the bar. That's, I find you always get, you know, when you dine by yourself, I don't want a big old table, you know, and it was nice to be able to be at the bar and a lot of attention, little simple Sampi pours. We got to talking and, you know, and it was just really nice, food spot on, great service, good wine list. it's a premium place. You know, it's a price point that is appropriate.
Is it, now you said, you talked about independent owners. Is it independently owned or is it a part of a
group? I haven't met with them yet.
It's a part of the restaurant group. Ever hear of Skinny Fats? That's a place out of Vegas. Mm-hmm. And it's all like, hey, if you want nachos, we got it. But it's low fat milk and it's the cheese and things like that.
But from what I understand, the owner of that company is here quite often.
Yeah.
Like he lives here, doesn't he?
And he's
he?
A Utah mm-hmm. fella.
Yeah.
So he's a Utah
so
boy.
Counts.
Yeah, totally counts. And he teamed up with a outfit out of Nevada, specifically Vegas, if I recall correctly.
Ruth's Chris is a chain, and I consider it independently owned because the owner is extremely involved, and you could tell.
Yeah.
They're one of the... I think they actually are the busiest independent franchised, not corporate owned, but franchised Ruth's Chris in the world.
The one in downtown Salt Lake or the one up in...
It is always rocking. They do a great job there.
Such a good job.
Yeah.
I'll have to... I've never been...
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Well, no, I'm not.
I'll take you.
Okay. The reason I'll tell you the reason I've never been. They used to advertise all the time with Sean Hannity, and I can't stand that son of a bitch, and so I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go. I understand they're great, and I love a great steak place. I mean, if, you know, so.
I don't think they do that.
They're not.
Because he's not around, right?
No, yeah, he's around, but I don't hear him.
I get that. That's cool of you, though.
I just kind of, I thought, no, I don't want to go there if they're going to advertise with him. But no, I don't think they do anymore, so I could go in.
And yeah, let's go.
Okay, all right.
You and your wife. And
it's expensive. It's expensive, isn't it?
It can be. It's all a la carte. So if you want some potatoes or some mushrooms.
I would say it's worth every penny.
Absolutely.
And their service is what everybody's service should look like.
Yeah, they do have a standard of excellence.
Yeah.
So dinner in a different restaurant every night.
I'm not that rich. I don't really make that much money at my job.
I would assume, can't you just walk in and say, hi, I'm Michelle, Salt Lake Area Restaurant. Right this way. And No.
All the meals
not all the
comp.
Time. They're, you know what? Owners are really, really, really good to me. I will say that. Mm-hmm. And I also have a boyfriend that's in the industry, and he pays a lot of time.
Keep him around.
Yeah, he's a good one.
So the dining scene economically in Salt Lake, in the Salt Lake area, we'll say, pretty tough during COVID. Things went dark. And did we lose a lot of restaurants at that time?
Independence?
Yeah. No?
Not really.
No.
No. The other restaurant association was quoting some pretty astronomical numbers. But as far as independently owned, no. There were some independents that decided to close because they were closed for a little bit and said, you know what, I don't want to go back to that life, you know,
so
and I get it.
Yeah.
There's some that lost their leases and they said, you know what, not going to open there again. It's a, tumultuous time. But we really didn't lose any because of COVID. The state of Utah, believe it or not, was awesome. There were grants, the Shop in Utah grant, besides the PPP and all those other things. I mean, the state of Utah was really good. The health department in Salt Lake County was incredible. Like, you know how you said you like to sit at the bar alone?
Yeah.
Well, originally when they opened up, they said no sitting at the bar. And we went in and had some pretty tough conversations on how we can make it so that individuals can sit at the bar. Because you don't want the one person taking up a four top. And when you go in alone, you don't want to sit at a four top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's awkward, you know?
No, Michelle went to bat. I remember that during COVID. And with our health department, the tape measure was literally out six foot apart. Mm-hmm. And the dialogue of, look, if the bartender's having a mask on and there's already 36 inches from countertop to the beginning of the well, your bar equipment, that was within reason. And
near the ice area or where they're well, so.
And there was but it allowed for operators to decide also engaging on the sidewalk on Main Street. That was brilliant. To allow restaurants to operate outside of zoning normally. It really worked out well.
And the takeout, and everybody
curbside
at curbside, and almost everybody has continued to kind of do that. If you want curbside from almost any restaurant, they'll
establish
a
new revenue stream. And I'll be honest, and whether Michelle was sitting here or not, I remember those meetings, those Zoom calls, those legislative things, and all of us just talking. SLAR really went to bat, and you always kept us up to date. And what the heck's going on?
Thank you.
Because it was so confusing, like we're hearing misinformation, or maybe it's information, but it's an interpretation of not the authentic information. Mm-hmm. And Michelle really cut through the bullshit, and it was refreshing.
So you have an inside track on a lot of stuff. Is there a possibility, speaking of curbside, takeout and delivery, that I could at some point go get a meal curbside, pick it up along with a cocktail or two? Is that ever going to happen?
I can assure you that will never happen in Utah. No, every time someone from California moves here, I'm like, thank you. Invite your friends, because until the legislature changes, I got to move this over. Yeah, until the legislature changes, that will never happen. Mm-hmm. And honestly, do you really want to buy a cocktail? And by the time you get home, it's kind of iffy.
Now, cocktails to go are, and everybody was fighting that during COVID, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but it was not the revenue. It wasn't the savior of COVID. How much revenue are you going to really make on something like that? Mm-hmm. What we needed during that time, and what there may be some legislative action, is as a licensee, you can keep the control state. As a licensee, though, paying the 86% tax like a typical consumer outside of your sales tax, but then you pay that anyway quarterly, is give us a break on the tax. Give it as a licensee. Our margins are so narrow already. Give us a small winery discount. And all these taxes are already, it's just a click of a button.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do know, Tiffany over at the DBS.
Yeah, she's great.
So we were so fortunate to have her come in right before COVID or during COVID. I don't know.
Yeah, she got hit with whatever
the
wave.
Is she the...
She's executive director.
She's the new executive. I've met her.
Met her.
Yeah.
She has made such monumental changes. And one of the things that she said, I hope this is okay to say out loud, but I believe it is she's working on getting discounts for licensees.
Yeah.
So that you're paying a little bit more wholesale, not full wholesale, but getting a break, because...
Meet us in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, it's absurd, because you'll go into a restaurant, you'll see a, I don't know,
glass of wine.
Bogle. You know how much Bogle is, right? And they're charging $10. I'm like, that's how much a bottle is. And so it's so obvious that...
We have a transparent market, so it doesn't make it difficult for the operators. And SLARA is... That's our protective blanket, frankly. And you're really trying to move the agenda. The neat thing is this, and I'm stumbling over my words. The neat thing is this, and it's always been from the very beginning since I met you until now, is you listen to the needs of the operators, of the restaurant operators. A lot of times restaurant groups or associations have their own agenda and try to fit us into that. But you don't do that. And there's a couple operators here in the state that will go and name that have a different agenda.
Further, another question for you, Michelle. Michelle is the executive director of the Salt Lake Area Restaurant Association. I remember when I moved to Salt Lake from Ogden, a long time ago. There was fine dining was like, was it Pierre's or?
Oh my God. Yeah. When did you move here?
It was 25 years ago.
Okay, so I moved in 92.
So it was what was the name of that restaurant? I think they still have their salad dressing in stores, bottled salad dressing.
It is a French restaurant.
Yeah.
I'm not remembering.
We had a French restaurant back in the day.
Yeah. There were a couple, actually, but it wasn't that great. It was just...
Yeah, the only independents I remember were Market Street, the gastronomy group.
Yeah, and those were good. Those are really good and still maintain a good product today. But things have exploded in the last... Mm-hmm. When did that start and why did it start? So many good... I'm not trying to be a homer. This is just goddamn good restaurants here. Really good restaurants.
A lot of genres, a lot of different styles.
Yeah, did you
styles.
See how many nominees that we had for the James Beard Award?
Oh,
we
yeah.
We had
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right across the street, Ali, one of the best restaurants. Lebanese, and I can tell you it is the most authentic, delicious Lebanese food I've ever tasted.
Hey, to Ali.
Ali.
And the restaurants and the James Beard.
Ali Shabazz.
Yeah. I just tried Normal Ice Cream. Have you been there? They were a nominee. That was good.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
How did this happen? I mean, do you have any theories, or is it just the growth of people coming in from out of state?
You know, most of our owners are from out of state. There are very few. A lot of New Yorkers, like me, you know. So a lot of New Yorkers, New Jersey's, Pennsylvania, Connecticut. I would venture to say 40%. And so when they come in, like Copper Onion.
Ryan Lauder.
He's from the East Coast, and then they go, and they go to school, and then they go to big cities, and then they want to ski.
He's from here originally, and then he went away for a long time and worked in restaurants. I interviewed him for this show several years ago, and I think he worked in, didn't he, chef in Europe for a while? And
I know
he did in New York.
Spain. Barcelona.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he thought, I'm going to go home and start a restaurant, and came back.
He did a great job.
It's just great. Always great. It's always good.
Yeah.
And it's maintained. That's another thing that's interesting to me, in a restaurant being able to maintain a standard of great food. Scott Evans does it with his
Scott
properties.
Phenomenal.
The first day he opened Pago, and it's as good today as it was when it first opened. It's just amazing.
When he opened Pago, I think I probably went once a week consistently for a year, and I had that one chicken dish. Do you remember that? It was oh my gosh! I'm like, I gotta Pago again.
Do you make restaurant recommendations for people? Just friends and neighbors and stuff.
That's always hard.
Yeah.
It's got to be the newer ones. Like, hey, if you tried, rather than having your faves.
Well, I did want to bring up in this thing that Second South is having a hard time.
Yeah.
Like, it's all under construction. What is it, 2 years now?
Oh, yeah, it's awful. Yeah.
It's awful. So, to me, when people ask for recommendations, I'm like, you know what? Go to Johnny's and have a drink. Go to Bar X. Go to Taqueria 27.
Yeah.
They're having a hard time, 11th East. So Kimmy's is right in the middle. They tear up the street and no one's working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Somai, have you ever been there?
Heard of it, yep. Oh. Heard good things, frankly.
Where is that?
Yeah.
It is on Wilmington, which is right around the corner from Kimmy's. Right around the corner from...
In that Sugar House area.
Yeah, Kimmy's Chop and Oyster.
So Somai is a Vietnamese restaurant. They have pho, and the owner is there 7 days a week. I've never been there when the owner hasn't been there. And that's our go-to place once a week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So good. But they're affected by this construction.
If people want to find out about restaurants, new restaurants, restaurants they should try, and established restaurants as well, is there some one central place people can go and kind of look for, recommendations and food? And
there was a recent Salt Lake Magazine issue that had all the restaurants in Utah listed in print. So if they have it in print, it's going to be online.
Mm-hmm.
So go to Salt Lake Magazine, and Jeremy, who took over there, is doing a really great job integrating both social media and electronic magazine, and the print mag has never been better.
Yeah, they're a big fan of independence.
Yeah.
Even before when Mary was there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, Jimmy, we have done... What? By the way, do you want to mention the wine we're drinking here? And you could also give me a little more.
It's delicious.
As long as you're
Italian white wine, we've got Michelle here. We both share some Italian heritage, although different neighborhoods in Italy. My grandfather came... Well, this is about Michelle, so this is...
Did your grandfather know Michelle's grandfather? Yeah,
They may have. But this is Felaghina, a grape varietal out of Campania. And when looking up the Carigliano last name, I was curious where that heritage came from, where the family came from. You can kind of do that through ancestry.com. Mm-hmm. So I was stalking your generations.
Well, I wanted to
learn
homework.
More. Yeah.
He's a sommelier.
Wanted to pair the wine to my guest.
Yeah.
And I had some in mind, but it was a little bit more north. So when I found this, we only have 3 wines in the state that are from this wine growing area. So to family and heritage.
Familia. Grazie.
It's very good. Grazie. Jimmy, it's time. I think it's getting time for you to give us a little bit of news. Are you ready to do that? Jimmy likes to do a little splash of dining news, wine news.
A little splash of news internationally. Splash of news on Let's Go Eat and Drink with Jimmy and Bill. So the splash of news today, we've got Live One launches, quote, Birthday Sex Chardonnay, a brand collaboration with R&B superstar Jeremy and acclaimed winemaker Russell Bevan. Now, Russell Bevan has produced dozens of wines that have hit 100 point mark with Wine Spectator. So for them to do this is a really interesting collaboration. Okay. Birthday Sex stands as a unique Chardonnay designed to cater a diverse audience while maintaining an accessible price point. So something, two big names coming together with a kind of a interesting name, racy name, you know, Birthday Sex Chardonnay. Birthday it's meant sex. For, I guess, those celebrations.
It's meant for when you have sex on your birthday. I'm a
that
literal
once a year
person.
Thing.
So I'm having once a year.
Listen, I get tired.
Sorry, Jeremiah.
I get tired. is that it? Is that it for news?
Why don't we have that? There is one more. Is that all right?
Sure.
All right. Recently in Wine Spectator, a glass of wine a day could keep frailty away.
Frailty. Difference.
Pour Jimmy another glass of wine.
Perhaps I had some of that birthday sex wine. But a team of scientists found that nutrients in wine and foods could help prevent the onset of frailty in adults over the age of 55. I'm in that target range.
Mean frailty like dementia and things like that?
Yeah, so their research suggests that adults who consume high levels of flavanols, that is a compound that exists in the skins of a grape, and particularly red grapes have a higher amount of that. So this is that same old, another angle on a glass a day will keep the doctor away.
So right. Do they find people that, what's that word, eschew wine? They always use that in the trip.
Eschew wine. Who say, poo-poo to wine.
Like in the state, do they find that they're more frail?
That they could be, and that would be our placebo effect, right? Isn't that would see what's going on.
Well, it's right, no wonder I'm so hale and hearty.
And that's your splash of news.
Now, Jimmy, do you want to explain Barely. This game here?
So what we like to do with our guests is we have flashcards for questions. And the two topics that these flashcards are drawn from are both wine and sex.
Oh.
So I use these flashcards for, it's gotten a little warm in here. It got a little hot in here. They're all PG.
Okay.
I use these cards when I was a sommelier on the floor of a restaurant. On Thursdays, we would have either Dirty Joke Thursday, or I'd pull out the flashcards, and I would stick a couple of these fun ones in there just to, because, you know, during pre-shift before opening on a busy night, the service staff's doing the church nod, you know, they're falling asleep during pre-shift, so this was a way to spice it up.
I'm looking for the sex questions, and I don't think you put
any
in here.
I'm too shy to answer sex questions. I don't think I can.
I don't think you put any sex questions in here.
They're on the very back. Really? I thought they were the first. So it should say, here, let me grab it. I'll do it.
That reminds me of a story of a friend that used to work in a Chinese restaurant. Whenever he had bad clients or bad guests, he'd take out his trick fortune cookies that said something like, you're an a-hole, or, you know, go to hell or something as their fortune.
I was just reading about fortune cookies today. As a matter of fact, tomorrow is National Fortune Cookie Day.
Oh,
and if, and I just read this, if you open up a fortune cookie and there is no fortune in it, that means you're owed one. You are owed something. Good luck. The fortune cookie fairy or whoever it is will give you a. So the next time you open a fortune cookie, it will be, it'll be a good fortune. So
there it is.
Because it happens. Sometimes you open and there's not a piece of paper in there. So. All right, here are the questions. This is a wine question.
Oh, you.
Well, I'm going to ask a sex question, too. This is so easy. What are legs? A, the lines a wine leaves on your glass. B, the aging potential of wine. C, another name for pits and stems. Or D, a winemaking additive.
A.
That's correct.
That's right. All right.
Thank gosh.
Let's see what this.
It would be embarrassing if I got that wrong.
What is this? Okay. to which sexual activity, Michelle, does the phrase...
B. I don't want to even hear the question.
Does the phrase Lucky Pierre refer to?
Lucky Pierre? I've never heard of that before.
I have not either. Is
Lucky
it A,
Pierre.
Being the center of a threesome?
Lucky Pierre.
B, masturbating with friends? C, sex with someone with genital piercings? Or D, watching a strip show? What is the phrase Lucky Pierre?
These are supposed to be PG. So
no, they're not.
They're not.
I haven't looked at the answer yet.
C.
You say C, sex with someone with genital. That was going to be my guess, too.
I'm thinking the threesome.
Let's see. Jimmy, you know what? Lucky Pierre is something that you must have experienced because it is, in fact, being the center.
What could be luckier?
Jimmy's like, I don't know, but I'll just throw out A.
Okay. I can tell you what the other ones mean if you'd like to know.
We can move on.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go.
Thank you so much for that.
Isn't it fun to be part of this, the Let's Go Eat and Drink show with Jimmy Santangelo and Bill Allred? That's about it, I think, isn't it?
I think so. You know, what a great treat to really sit down and talk about the restaurant community, the landscape of restaurants, and with the person that's really driving a lot of great things forward.
My gosh, I love talking restaurants.
Michelle Carigliano, where can people go to find the Salt Lake Area Restaurant Association, mm-hmm. and why should they go find it?
Yeah, so SLARA, so Salt Lake Area Restaurant Association.org. Mm-hmm. You should go, well, you can donate to us because we're a nonprofit, but we have a list of all the independents that are members, and you can click the links and go to any restaurant. And if you ever have any questions, you can always email me or text me, and I'll Excellent. Help you any way I can.
Excellent. I know you will. It's nice to see you again, too.
You've it's been always nice.
You used to be on our show quite often, and that was nice. And I'm glad to have you here, and maybe we'll have you back on the other show as well. I hope to do it. That's about it. You know, you can ask us anything. Is it the letsgoeatshow.com@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, the letsgoeatshow@gmail.com. You got that all set up?
All set up. Email us.
Thank you, Dawson. You can ask us anything. You can yell at us. You can be pissed. I want to thank Michelle for being here, and that's it. Take it away, Zach.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Let's Go Eat and Drink Show with Jimmy Santangelo and Bill Allred. Comments and questions, or if you just want to complain to the management, should be directed to the letsgoeatshow@gmail.com. The Let's Go Eat Show was produced by Dawson Dow. I'm Zach Caton. Don't call us, we'll call you. Let's go.